Great. We want to welcome everyone to the Feast of the Ascension. Do we have any announcements, Sarah?
No.
No, I don't think so. Well,
we have a couple of announcements. Okay. One okay. is to say that in the next day or two, we are going to send out something of like a newsletter, just with some updates of things that are going on, things that you can participate in, some updates about our work with PS15, just things like that. So look for that.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say you were going to do it.
Okay, maybe joining into Saya's challenge for us all singing together our May the Lord blessing, and joining in to record yourself singing it, and your voice, we promise, will be blended in nicely with everyone else's. So we hope to get everybody singing so we can see our community together doing that project.
And then next week, Monday through Friday at 12 noon, we are going to be doing check-ins. You'll get the email, you'll get to sign up. We are going to be doing check-ins for maximum of six people can sign up for these. And these are really to, for you all to give some feedback about how online worship is going for you, how your needs are being met spiritually. But doing it in very small groups allows us to have some good conversation. So please sign up for one of those if you can. We're hoping that lunchtime is a good time for folks. You don't need to have been a regular Holy Apostles churchgoer to sign up for one of these. So we encourage everyone who's on our mailing list.
Yay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start with some music then, so.
We're going to turn it over to Saya.
Is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one lights a lamp to put it under a bucket, but on a lampstand where it gives light for everyone in the house. And you, like the lamp, must shed light among your fellow men, so that they may see the good you do and give glory to your Father in heaven." Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, you have taught us to call the evening, the morning, and the noonday one day, and have made the sun to know its going down. Dispel the darkness of our hearts, that by your brightness we may know you to be the true God and eternal light, living and reigning forever and ever. Amen. Eternal God, you led your ancient people into freedom by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Grant that we who walk in the light of your presence may rejoice in the liberty of the children of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now hast become to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
Psalm 93. The Lord is King. He has put on splendid apparel. The Lord has put on his apparel and girded himself with strength. He has made the whole world so sure that it cannot be moved. Ever since the world began, your throne has been established. You are from everlasting. The waters have lifted up, O Lord, and the waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the sound of many waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, mightier is the Lord who dwells on high. Your testimonies are very sure, and holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever and forevermore.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit, to the apostles whom he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set down by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart be ever acceptable to you, my Lord, my God, my rock, and my redeemer. Amen. So friends, it's been 40 days since we celebrated Easter, and 75 since we last worshiped in our church together. My sense of time that is past and time that is to come, is completely altered. The last 75 days are sometimes indiscernible to me, one day from each other. I haven't looked at my calendar in weeks, and if you know me, then you know that I have a paper calendar, and that has not been opened in weeks and weeks, because I don't have anything written on it that I need to know. No dentist appointments, no after-school activities, no dinner dates, because they have all been canceled. Maybe some of you have become one of these super creative cooks or bakers in the last 75 days, but I am making the same 5 meals every week, so our meals are now blending into one as well. Only the celebration of birthdays get remembered and marked as different. And I'm wondering if anyone else did not realize that this coming Monday was Memorial Day. I'm not sure that that's going to be all that much different than any other day. If I stop and think about my life and calendar for most of my adult life, it was a steady stream of appointments and get-togethers, of vacations and work meetings, church seasons. Each day came and went, same with each month and each year. I would look forward to special occasions and they would pass. The next one would come. My days were filled, but I wonder what it was that I was doing with my time and where was I going to. So here we are all now in one endless day after another, sometimes desperately looking forward to a return to normalcy. So those of us who have children, those children go back to school. Those of us who work, we get to go back to our office. We can get our larger families together. Maybe we're thinking about returning to our lovely sanctuary to worship instead of being on Zoom. We tend to have a fixed idea when we look forward because we are bound by our experience to only be able to imagine what it is that we know. So when I look forward to a post-shelter-in-place life, it makes sense that what I most easily imagine is what my life was like before. Even if that life wasn't really healthy for me or my family or what I desire most. Okay, some of us might be imagining some changes in our life. Maybe some people are thinking about a move from New York and from Brooklyn, but it's really probably only to establish the same life in a new place, further from a perceived risk of the next pandemic. right or left, conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican, we all have an inherent similar impulse to go back to life as usual. Some of us desiring this more quickly than others and therefore willing to take on more risk. But I would say many of us share this tendency to only be able to imagine that which we know and have experienced. The disciples, even with their close proximity to Jesus and being taught by him directly, are constrained by the same limits of understanding of time and limits of imagination. And that, in a way, is seen so clearly in today's reading from Acts, the account of the ascension. In the moments before Jesus is taken up into the clouds, after already amazing them with his resurrection and spending 40 days together opening their mind and opening their imagination to scripture, you would have thought they finally get that something new was about to happen. Something new was going to happen to Jesus, and something new was going to happen to them. But no, hearing that they will ultimately be given the gift of the Holy Spirit, they ask Jesus, "Is this the time now when you are going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" I take to this to mean, is this finally, after all this time with you, being with you, witnessing your death and resurrection, is this finally the time when everything goes back to the way it was back in the day, the way we heard it to be, the only way we can imagine things being? I say, thank God Jesus is so patient with his disciples. And in his response, he doesn't address the issue of Israel. You know, he's always really good at redirecting his disciples. He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And so with that, Jesus gives them no clear picture, but he reassures them, as he has before, that they will receive this power of the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, they will be led to new places, those known and those unknown, to be witnesses. And it doesn't sound so clear to me what all of that means. So not only do they have to wait for the Holy Spirit, they can't even begin to imagine what it will mean for their lives once they receive it. Now, the Gospel of Luke says that after Jesus is carried up into heaven, the disciples were filled with joy. They worshiped Jesus, returned to Jerusalem, and spent a lot of time in the temple blessing God. It's a much easier ending than what Acts begins us with, isn't it? And if the story ended there, we could accept this ending. But in fact, we can't. The lives of the disciples go beyond this moment, and they are about to enter the really meaty part of their lives with Christ. It wasn't the time with Jesus that will most define them. It is their life in Christ once they have received the Holy Spirit. And at this moment, it isn't all that defined. So what do they do next? I mean, we don't read it today in the Acts reading, but what they do next is administrative, actually, truly. It's crazy. Right after this part of Acts, they don't spend the time reflecting on their lives with Jesus and imagining what is to come. They go about finding a replacement for Judas. It's not long before their lives are going to be upended by the Holy Spirit, and a new unimagined chapter will begin to be witnesses to the end of the earth. Witnesses to what? Well, we know that it's witnesses to God's love for all and to God's justice for all. But they can't quite accept that they will never return to their lives as fishermen in their hometowns. And the kingdom of Israel will not be restored to a mythical state, right? So what do? They go about doing what we do, doing the administrative things in our life because we believe these are the things that we can actually control and we can see. You know, in our time, we can hear this story and we can learn from it. Learn that our goal should not be to return to what was, but to use this as an opportunity to allow ourselves into the imagining something new that includes God's love for all and God's justice for all. It's a very rare moment that we share in a collective experience like this, like the disciples did. It allowed them to journey into the unknown together, and it allows us to do the same. As Jesus ascended and everyone was looking up, the men in white robes asked the disciples, why were they looking up? You know, our eyes are called to be opened to what is happening around us. That is our moral imperative, to look and see what is here and not have our eyes set upon heaven. And that is what those men were reminding us. And to recognize that the world before COVID that has been revealed to us so clearly now, the one of income inequality, racial inequality, unequal access to healthcare, good jobs, good education, clean air, clean water, that's not the world that we wish to return to. And that in recognizing this as the first step, having our eyes opened in a new and real way, we can begin together to set our intention to bring about change. For our hope is in this world. Our hope lies in our lives together in Christ in this world. Looking forward, not looking upward, requires faith. It requires the Holy Spirit, and it requires us to trust in the unknown and gradually surrender our previous ideas of normal and to begin to imagine what God hopes for us, a kingdom where all are loved and God's justice is served. Amen.
I saw proclaim.
you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful.
We entreat you, O Lord.
That your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill.
We entreat you, O Lord.
That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses.
We entreat you, O Lord.
That there may be peace to your church and to the whole world.
We entreat you, O Lord.
That we may depart this life in your faith and fear, and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ.
We entreat you, O Lord.
That we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ.
We entreat you, O Lord.
Almighty God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things, mercifully give us faith to perceive that, according to his promise, he abides with his church on earth, even to the end of the ages, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. O God, the life of all who live, the light of the faithful, the strength of those who labor, and the repose of the dead. We thank you for the blessings of the day that is past, and humbly ask for your protection through the coming night. Bring us in safety to the morning hours, through him who died and rose again for us, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, and soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. We'll say together now. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of this world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. And we'll continue together. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us this in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
What fun.
Lovely to see everybody.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Night.
Night.
If anyone wants to come on.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks again. See you.
Good to see everyone.
Yep.
Look at everyone figuring this out.
I know. Awesome.
I don't know if Pat's trying to hang up or poke us.
I love that. Nice. Yeah.
Very nice.
I know. Saya, you're so hazy there. It looks like there's fog.
No. It's kind of dark, so I have a lamp right here.
yeah. Sean doing anything with his church tonight?
No. No church.
You guys don't have to do three things at once like on Sunday mornings then?
Didn't have to do that. Sean was listening though, right, Sean?
Yeah, it was
Sean's right there.
Hi, Sean!
Hello!
Bye, that was some great music today. The choir was great. Yeah, the video was a little delayed. Bye, Brenda!
Bye! Bye, Brenda!
Bye!
We should use that choir piece again really soon on a Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. We could totally do it this Sunday, but I also should probably play jams at some point. So
yeah,
we could do both, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice.
That one, I have to say, it was my arrangement.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It was melody and it was all me. So I'm very
And you got Chris to participate. That was so awesome.
Yes, I was surprised.
That's so great.
Great. Yes.
You've got a real collection of men's voices now.
I know.
That was four guys. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
I liked what you did with the words. It was great.
Okay, great. Yes, I did quite a bit of experiment this time. So
awesome.
Glad.
Thank you so much, Saya.
Wow, thank you.
It was awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Did Nobu sing from Japan?
Yes. That's from Japan.
See, that's really fun too. We have a singer from Japan today. That's really awesome. I don't know.
Yeah. It was great. Okay, friends, we will. Scott, thank you.
My pleasure, not a problem. Always my pleasure. Good night, everyone.
Good night.